Welcome to the Sketchy Sketch Sketch Show podcast. It's open mic night for sketch.
We cold read comedy sketches, then discuss how they were written.
Here to host the show, I'm Harrison.
And I'm Amy. With us in the writer's room,
I'm Keely Anastasia.
I'm Keith Estrella.
I'm Tyler Chick.
In this week's episode, we start off with a man on a mission for discount denim. Then, relationship therapy from on high. Finally, we get the hard sale on a bill of goods. Then, join us on the Rift Plane with Keith and Keely.
And stick around to the very end for a fun writing prompt to inspire your own work. With us on the show today,
Katrina Kelly, she, her.
Lisa W., she, her.
Brian W., he, him.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Y'all ready to goof?
Yeah! Sure.
It's goofing time. Did I do that joke already? I can't remember.
You do it every time.
Every week.
You say it's goofing time.
The specific goofing joke. It was like goofing both Power Rangers. Think of another one.
Mighty Morphin Goofing Time.
Oh, I thought you were doing The Thing.
The Thing?
Like, it's clobbering time. I guess you didn't say it like that. Do they say it's Morphin time?
Mighty Morphin. Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. One of them.
I think they say it's Morphin time. Yeah.
There's a lot of Power Rangers IPs. Someone said it.
Okay. But were you doing, you weren't doing Michael Chiklis as The Thing. You were doing Power Rangers.
Michael Chiklis plays The Thing, or who's?
Yeah, in the original Fantastic Four movies.
Oh, okay. I don't know. But it was Power Rangers.
One of my students gave me a cassette tape of like 16 different versions of the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, you know, the intro song. So I used it in movement classes. And they got wild.
Very warmed up. Recorded?
I don't know where. I don't know. We got different versions and put them on a cassette tape.
Do five of your students summon giant robots and then combine them together into one?
Yeah, that's...
Is that why that happened?
Speaking of summoning giant robots, how about a sketch? That has nothing to do with summoning all robots. Our first sketch today is titled A Tire Barn, written by
Harrison Merck.
Sharon will be played by Amy D. Bert will be played by
Brian W.
Twyla will be played by
Lisa W.
Kylie will be played by
Keely Anastasia.
And Frank will be played by
Keithy.
Interior clothing store day. Bert, he, him, looks at jean jackets. Sharon, she, her, approaches.
Hey there. Welcome to A Tire Barn. Anything we can help you with?
Yeah, where's the bathroom?
Cut to interior women's intimate section moments later. Bert spots the restroom sign. He enters the women's intimate section, then turns around and steps out. He looks around.
I'm just trying to get to the bathroom.
Bert steps into the bras area. Twyla, she, her, appears.
What? Why? Why are you here?
No, it's not like...
Are you a sex pig? Get out of here.
No, I'm not even shopping in this area.
That's worse. You're either here to make your partner feel like they have to dress a certain way to please you, or you're here to root around snipping textiles with your little pig snout.
I'm just going to the bathroom.
Kylie, she, her, enters.
Ew, you're running through this section to get to the bathroom?
Running?
You're going to go in there and oink yourself off, you pig.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going to sniff or oink. I'm not a pig. I came here to the attire barn to look at jean jackets. I'm sorry you feel like I was...
Are you about to apologize to us for our feelings?
I just have to get to the bathroom.
Oh my God. This pig loves being yelled at.
Frank, he, him, a security guard, appears.
Okay, I've heard enough. Ladies, I'm sorry about this pig loose in the store.
Me too. I'm also sorry. I'm sorry that I'm here. I was in the bargain jean jacket section and I decided I had to use the bathroom over there. So I asked a lovely associate where the bathroom was because I had to one and two all of a sudden. Not because I sniffed from my snout.
Bargain lovely jean jacket section.
All right, I've heard enough. You're out of here, sex pig.
Frank goes to tackle Bert, then stops.
Oh my God, he farted.
Everyone is grossed out.
Yeah, because I have the number two bad. I just don't have very much time. My wife keeps watching Drive with the smoke show Ryan Gosling. He's driving around in a denim jacket and he pounds on leather jacket guys the whole movie. She just keeps watching it and then crashing her cars because she's too revved up behind the wheel from just watching Ryan and Drive all day. Then I come home from work, which I have to do a lot to pay for all the car parts. And she says, why can't you wear a jean jacket? Why do you only wear leather jackets? Like someone in a jean jacket is going to pound you out. Then I say, I can't afford a new denim jacket because I'm buying car parts, sweetie. And the only thing I can do to get her to stop watching 2011's Drive is make her favorite food, warm milk. But she'll just eat it and watch Drive at the same time if I don't eat it with her. So right now, I'm just in this place where I have to eat a lot of warm milk so my wife doesn't get too revved up and crash the car again. Also, I'm lactose intolerant. So yeah, I farted in a tire barn. I'm sorry. I just wanted to buy a sexy but affordable jean jacket so I can make my wife love me again.
Frank takes off his name tag and walkie.
I don't deserve these.
Please, walk through. I'm sorry.
You poor, beautiful man.
Bert steps past, still crying, moving towards the bathroom. Sharon enters.
Oh my God. I thought you were a nice guy when we talked earlier in the discount jean jacket section. And now I find you here jaunting through the intimates on your way to oink yourself off.
Bert looks around.
Sharon, when we talked over the discount jean jacket section earlier, that was the best interaction I've had with a lady since Drive came out in 2011. I didn't have to explain why you had leather fingerless gloves on, or try to put a new license plate on a wrecked car, or clean up warm milk you threw at the TV. I love you, Sharon.
The camera tracks in as they look deep into each other's souls. Sharon steps towards Bert, and he pulls her in. They smooch. It's a big, long one.
I love you, too.
A car smashes through the wall. The woman driving the car is wearing a jean jacket and leather fingerless gloves. Bert farts. Thank you, everybody. Let's talk about that. Honestly, this all started with the word a tire barn. Yeah, so then I was like, what's happening at a tire barn? And I thought jean jackets were funny. And this all just sort of flowed from there. I realized that we needed a silly justification for all this stuff. So that big, long thing on page three sort of wrapped everything up. I don't love the way that it wrapped up. If I'm being honest, I was trying not to add more characters. But I kind of wanted the wife to, like, get out of the car and be, like, mad that he didn't have his jean jacket on. or that the jean jacket was too cheap and didn't look like Ryan Gosling. I kind of wanted to meet the wife.
Yeah, I don't know that you need Sharon, to be honest with you.
That's fair.
You have a couple, you know, even up front, that could be any one of the other clerks that he spoke with. So you could still have that interaction just with one of the other clerks, but then you could have maybe, I don't know, it's fun if you would kill Sharon. Whatever that character would be. So if you have her crash through the wall and kill this person that he just said he loves.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, nice, and then she gets out of the car and yells something about where's your jean jacket or something. Then you can still have room for the wife, too.
Yeah.
But I love most that all this happens while he still has to go to the bathroom real bad. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was thinking the whole time. And you didn't forget that and you addressed it. And it was kind of, a big part of the end. It's just so much fun. Your specifics were great. So, so great. And I love that you have this big justification because, you know, I'm thinking about this person's at a store buying the thing. Who cares why or what it's about? But that ends up being kind of subversely like the real meat of this. And I think it's great. I think it's one of those justifications like you didn't need to justify. But boy, I'm so, you know, like that's what made it so fun and so great. So. Oh, and all the things you said, jean jacket, a tire barn, number one and number two, all of a sudden, the spec, sex pig, smoke show. Like, you just use a lot of really great words that were so much fun.
I don't know why. I love farts. But like, if Frank, like, I don't know, like squeezed Bert and like, you know, try to, I don't know, pick him up or something, and then he farted. I don't know.
Oh, I love that. A squeeze and then, yeah.
And then you get mad about that. So you squeezed me. I didn't. I was holding it in just fine. And you squeezed me.
I just think that'd be a riot.
I guess, yeah. I could make more out of that fart beat. I like that.
Yeah. Making more out of a fart beat. Those are quotable quotes there. Yeah. So.
Cool. Yeah, I will say I've had this like this thing every time I've ever been in a department store. Especially when I was a kid, I always thought I wasn't allowed in the intimates area of a department store. I thought someone would yell at me or tell me that I shouldn't be there. So it's just sort of that anxiety.
That's so great.
And it was a nice way to let it go.
I feel bad for you, but yeah. Yeah, it's like healing.
I'm going to do it. After this, I'm going to go over to Macy's.
Yeah.
And I'm going to walk into the intimate section and stand there. And just take it.
Until somebody says something one way or the other.
I'm not going to sniff or oink. I'm not a pig. I came here to the attire barn to look at jean jackets.
Our next guest today is titled Rocky Mountain High, written by
Katrina Kelly.
New writer alert! Woo! Alfred will be played by
Keithy.
Robbins will be played by
Brian W.
And Miss Vale will be played by
Lisa W.
Interior office afternoon.
Thank you, Doctor. I'm so glad that you agreed to meet with me and my partner. I'm so grateful to find someone with your credentials that can help us.
Well, I appreciate you coming to me. I was deeply moved by the letter you sent. I understand your partner's physical limitations makes it difficult for her to be in the office with us today. Shall we draw the curtain so that Miss Vale can join us this session?
Scene pans to the wall, where a large picture window is covered by a lush velvet drape. Robbins draws the curtains, and we are treated to a gorgeous view of the Rocky Mountains. A framed certificate reading Geological Life Coach is proudly displayed next to the window.
Absolutely breathtaking. I never get tired of looking at her. Do you see why I'm so enchanted by her? Why could there never be anyone else?
Yes, of course. Thank you for joining us, Miss Vale. I'm Dr. Robbins, and I specialize in holistic metamorphic therapeutics. I'm honored to be in your presence, and I hope I can be of service to you and your partner.
Doctor, I just don't get why Alfred is so enamored of me. I really don't have much to offer.
What?
Now, Miss Vale, what makes you feel that way?
There are so many prettier mountains. I'm bald on top, and the trees I do have just turned brown and yellow. I'm not beautiful like the Shenandoah or the Adirondacks.
I understand from your cartographical intake form that you endured a significant amount of upheaval.
Alfred jumps out of the chair.
But that is what makes you unique! A multifaceted, majestic gem!
I just get in everyone's way, and I make things more difficult. I'm just a big obstacle for people who want to get from Ohio to Nevada.
True worth comes from the inside, and recognizing that what you have to offer the world is valuable. We must accept ourselves, and not think we should change ourselves to suit other people.
It's just, I'm not easy to be in a relationship with. I can't go for a walk up me in shorts and a t-shirt like you can with the Appalachian Mountains. Unless you're one of those Wim Hof devotees. But that's not my Alfred. Alfred hates cold water.
I'm perfectly happy to wear appropriate clothing. It's not like I need supplemental oxygen to survive with her. I would do anything for her.
Alfred, it sounds like you're willing to take a lot of risks to make your relationship with Miss Vale work. Miss Vale, can you see how much Alfred loves you and wants to be with you?
Oh, yes, Doctor. And I love Alfred. It's just that people that aren't prepared for a mountain like me sometimes die and even resort to cannibalism. I don't want that to happen to Alfred. I couldn't bear to see my darling get eaten by another hiker.
Sweetheart, You know us mortals only live a short time, and we all have to go sometime. To die while on top of you would be the greatest honor. And if my death allowed another hiker to stay alive and experience your splendor, I would certainly not have died in vain.
Robbins grabs a tissue from the desk and dabs eyes.
It is my sincere hope that the two of you can enjoy each other and what you both have to offer. Thank you both for coming in today, and I look forward to seeing you again.
The sun sets behind the mountain, bathing her in a crimson purple glow. A bald eagle soars past the window.
Absolutely breathtaking.
Let's talk about that sketch.
You said when I was on the podcast before that the writing prompt was talking landmass. So then I started thinking, what would it look like for a mountain to have like self-esteem issues? So it just kind of evolved from there.
Yeah, I love the map. It's very cool to like be in this office and be doing like relationship therapy with a mountain. And like sort of playing that real. I really think you did a good job of like play, like respecting that reality. I'd love to see this. This is like a thing that I see a lot in like comedy in therapist office in general, which is we get this tough thing because a therapist actually like can't care too much. We want to care about each other all the time in sketch or in any comedy scene, really. And even if that's just giving the therapist like some sort of skin in the game, right? Just or maybe if it's like, oh, like I've never had a couple not make it through, or like, but for me, this idea of like in a relationship with a mountain who's got self-esteem issues is killer. And for me, like I thought the justification of like I don't want to see Alfred have to resort to cannibal, like I don't want to see Alfred get eaten. It's like such a good heighten of like I don't want to hurt this other person, right? Like it's,
right,
it's
yeah,
so great. I'd love to see that earlier because it's such a good justification of like I hurt people.
Maybe a fun exercise would be writing this as a two-person sketch and just have it be Alfred and the therapist, and have Alfred, you know, speaking the same way about Miss Vale, and then like Harrison was saying, giving the therapist kind of like a reason to be invested, but in this way, like as a voice of reason of like, wait, are we talking about like an actual mountain, you know, just to see like where it goes or where it takes you, and to practice like writing a voice of reason character. And so obviously he wouldn't be like a therapist, a geological life coach. This one, it would just be like a standard therapist. I also love the line when the therapist says to Miss Vale, I understand from your cartographical intake form that you endured a significant amount of upheaval, like
yeah,
mapping like trauma, but yeah, like emotional yes, trauma yes, onto a mountain that has endured like physical trauma from, mm-hmm, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was proud of that line.
Yeah, I love that. I can really see like a whole yeah, a whole map of that.
You've got a lot of great lines here, like mm-hmm, the mountain comparing itself to different mountains.
Yeah, you really got inside the mind of a mountain, I feel yeah, like. You did a great
you really,
job with that.
You really dug deep.
Your words have a very musical quality to them as well. So it flows yeah, together well. And yeah, it doesn't. Sometimes I'll read a sketch and it'll just feel like there's some fluff, extra fluff around. And this just doesn't feel that way. It feels like everything has a reason. Like you thought about what each person would say in this situation and gave it a lot of thought. It felt very thoughtful.
Yeah, it was fun to write. Like,
that comes out.
The Wim Hof reference, you know.
Yeah. Who or what is that? I'm sorry.
You don't know who Wim Hof is?
Okay, no, you'll love this not, guy.
Who is this?
Oh, okay. He does a lot of things with like cold water and breathing. So okay, he will like climb mountains okay, in shorts. And yeah, he's like a sort of a health guru. But if you look okay, up Wim Hof, it's a fun rabbit hole.
Is he a Scandinavian guy?
Yes. Or somewhere okay, from there. Okay. Yeah.
I think he like holds a bunch of world records for like being in cold temperatures and dancing on snow and breathing underwater and things. Yes. I don't know.
Holding his breath for like 4 minutes in cold water. I think I saw.
So he danced on snow the longest, like, and that's a Wolverine.
I don't know. I'm thinking of the Goop episode where the Goop staff like flew out to his home and they were all dancing half naked in the snow.
Oh, brother. Oh my gosh. What?
Our last sketch today is titled The Salesman, written by Amy D. Carl will be played by
Harrison Merck.
Frank will be played by
Keithy.
And Alice will be played by
Katrina Kelly.
Interior, ShopRite grocery store day. Alice, mid-30s, is in the produce section looking at the cantaloupes when a grocery store clerk wearing a short-sleeve button-up shirt, a fat mismatched tie, and a name tag that says Carl approaches her.
Why, hello there, miss. My name's Carl, and I see you're checking out our latest melon products.
Hi. I'm Alice. I'm just shopping for groceries.
Oh, well, Alice, are you in luck? These here loaves were shipped in from Thompson, Illinois, just this morning. Fresh, American-made, not like those foreign cantaloupes. You don't even know what's in them. Am I right?
Don't they all just have cantaloupe on the inside?
I'll let you in on a little secret. Today only, we've got these puppies marked down from $4.99 to $4.37. That's a savings of almost 12%, 12.5%.
Cut to a cantaloupe with large neon writing of $4.99 crossed out and $4.37 written next to it.
Just take your time, peruse the selection a little bit, pick one out that fits your style, put it in your cart. Take it for a spin around the store. See how it feels with the rest of your groceries.
Another store clerk comes by with an older man and takes the cantaloupe Alice was looking at. They walk away laughing.
Ouch. Ooh, tough call on that one. Am I right? But hey, don't you worry. We'll get you in the melon that is right for you.
There are literally dozens of identical melons here. Look, I'm not trying to make this a big thing. I really just want to pick out a decent cantaloupe and be on my way.
Oh, I almost forgot. Some of the latest innovations in stereo technology come standard in these bad boys.
Cut to a cantaloupe with a car stereo jammed into it.
I don't even know what that is.
Frank, the manager, comes up behind Carl and puts a firm hand on his shoulder.
Why, hello there, miss. It looks like Carl was just about to show you why our cantaloupes have a 5-star NHTS rating.
Frank picks up a cantaloupe that is covered in bubble wrap and has 5 gold star stickers on it.
Oh, hey, boss. Yeah, I was just about to go over all that. But Miss Alice here is one master negotiator. I'm up against the wall with that sticker price, but she's not going down without a fight.
I 100% have no problem with the price. Can you even negotiate prices in the grocery store?
Frank takes Carl aside, really gripping his shoulder.
Carl, we've been over this. Your numbers are down on produce 15% this quarter alone.
Look, boss, I'm really trying here, boss. I really need this sale. If I could just get that one big commission, I could afford little Mickey's operation to get him a new liver. And I just know it would cheer up my sad wife, Barb.
I honestly don't know how long we can keep you on like this, Carl. We really need to think about our bottom line.
Oh my God, I will buy the melon. I don't care about the price.
Look, I will give you one more chance, but this is it, Carl. Make the damn sale, or you and your sick kid and your sad, sad wife are out on the streets. Look, miss, I've run the numbers on this one. If you buy this cantaloupe today, we can throw in one grape at no additional cost.
What?
Wow, Carl was right. You really do run a hard bargain. And at this point, the absolute lowest we can go is $4.36, and that is completely taking out Carl's commission.
A tear slowly rolls down Carl's face as he looks away.
Jesus Christ, no! What are you doing to poor Carl and his poor, sick, sad family? I'll pay full price, $4.99.
Oh, Miss Alice. That's mighty nice of you, but really, you deserve the savings. Mickey will be fine with the crap liver he has, and I'm sure my sad wife Barb will cheer up when I tell her about all the money you saved today.
I just want to buy a goddamn cantaloupe and get the hell out of here.
Carl wipes his eyes and puts a cantaloupe in a plastic bag, handing it to Alice, who grabs the bag and pushes her cart quickly towards the checkout counter. Frank gives Carl a firm handshake and hands him a fat stack of cash from his pocket.
Kid with a bad liver? I've never heard that one before. Could have done it better myself, Carl. You keep that up and you might even be middle management material.
Come on, Frank. I've been doing this for 20 years. She had popsicles and Jell-O in her cart. She's got to be a sucker for a sick kid.
Jesus, Carl. You never cease to amaze me.
Cut to your exterior ShopRite grocery store day. Alice stumbles out of the store looking confused and a little disheveled. She looks in the plastic bag from Carl and pulls out...
Oh, what the fuck? I got a goddamn lemon.
This is great.
I just thought it would be really funny to have the intensity of a used car salesman in the everyday mundane grocery store and just try to use specifics from car sales. But it's interesting that I just recently did an exercise to make this, cut this in half and make it a 2-page sketch. So now reading this again, I'm like, oh my God, this is so long. This is taking forever. but no, it was so fun to hear it read. And I'm really, it's just so much fun. So thank you guys for reading it.
Your specifics are so good. I want to get one more sad wife, Barb. you know, just get that third one in there. It's so funny. I love the like 5-star NHTS ratings. I'd love to see some like melon specifics about like insurance or like you could bring this baby back and we'll take care of it. You know, like we'll juice this baby for you. Talking about like, I don't know, maybe like how much juice per melon. If you want to do like a miles per gallon thing, you could do like cars always have that like tiered thing, right? Where there's like the sport, then the select, then the like, I don't know. You might be able to do something with that, like with like a trim package. Maybe talking about like what the APR is going to be, what the interest will be for the loan to get the cantaloupe, or like what you have to put down today to get the cantaloupe.
Yes,
you're going to be out the store $0 down today. Now you're not making a payment on this cantaloupe till 2024.
I think this is my favorite sketch you've written, Amy, that I've read.
There you go.
Because the map is just so fun, and it's just like everyone knows what a used car salesman sounds like. And yeah, in the grocery store, it's so funny. My only note was same as Harrison. I would love to see just more of the specifics be like to produce. So even though like the car stereo, I would love to see, yeah, that just be changed into something that's more specific to the melons. Yeah,
seedless, maybe.
Yeah. Heirloom seeds.
Hand peel rind.
Maybe it's also like I'm thinking of, you know, like you didn't say that he's a used car salesman, just a car salesman in general. But like I'm thinking of like used car salesmen that are trying to like swindle people. And especially with the lemon reveal at the end, which was so clever and funny. Like maybe they are actually like expiring melons and he's trying to like hide that.
Maybe like drawing on like brown spots with a marker.
I like it when another agent comes by with an old man, another store clerk, and takes away the one she's looking at.
I think that's just because I wanted her to point out that they're all the same, like they're all just melons. Who cares?
All just melons. Listen, we're gonna find the right one for you.
Talking about watermelon, like it's like a minivan because it's family size.
Listen, I know everybody dreams of driving, of eating a jalapeno pepper, but look, sometimes the kids are hungry. You got to feed the whole family.
Dreams of eating a jalapeno pepper. It's so good. It's so apropos.
Talking about cantaloupe as having like a neutral exterior but a bold interior.
Yeah, and he's definitely got a rap on the melon like you rap on the hood of a car to hear the sound.
Yeah,
that is actually a good way to test a melon. That's true.
Yes.
Mickey will be fine with the crap liver he has, and I'm sure my sad wife Barb will cheer up when I tell her about all the money you saved today. Hey, what's that sound?
Hello, it's me, the Riff Captain, savior of the universe.
What?
Wow. I'm sorry.
I don't think we agreed to that part of the lore.
Oh, no? Oh.
Riff Captain, what happened? When did you save the universe?
What happened that I... What?
You said you were the savior of the universe. I'm trying to figure out what you did.
Yes. What I did to earn the moniker savior of the universe?
Oh, well, sure.
I take people and I get them into a plane and then I fly it across the land and I get them to their destination safely.
That sounds like a real like WeWork sort of stretch on your mission statement there.
Savior of the universe.
It sounds like, you get people where they're going or from A to B. It sounds like the same thing as American Airlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you may have embellished a little bit on savior of the whole universe.
Flyer of metal contraptions. Riff Captain.
It's
a good song, Riff Captain.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Thank you. Thank you. I am nothing but a Riff Captain. I am proud and humble. Thank you for indulging me in my... In my flight of fancy, gotta have to take that with me aboard the flight.
You're boarding the flight? Does that mean you have a ticket yourself?
Do I have a ticket myself? What is this nonsense? I'm flying the plane. Why would they? Oh my goodness, look at this. It is a boarding pass on my phone for me. Thank you for noticing. I will read it right now. A country blues singer who sings about how his wife ate his bagels.
Love this.
Yeah, this is great. Are you feeling like a song? Like you just like the song is the joke? Or someone's interviewing like, we love the song No More Bagels. Tell us where that came from. Or are you thinking this is a person on a stage? I used to have bagels. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing that. I was seeing the recording studio and like the record exec being like, hey, Mr. Guntz, you're not singing about, you know, your wife leaving you. You're singing about how your wife is eating your bagels.
I think Mr. Guntz would have to be like, this is the greatest and deepest pain in my life.
Yeah.
I'm reaching down deep for my art.
Yeah.
This is like a hanging offense in some marriages, let me tell you. It is.
Eating the bagels?
I would not eat my husband's bagels. Or I would be in deep doo-doo, let me tell you. I would have to get the keys to the car and go out right away and replace those bagels. And probably cream cheese. And for my punishment, I'd have to buy lox as well. So, yeah, no, it would be, it'd be a serious
penalty.
Keith, yeah. I think this is, you should probably just talk to Lisa's husband.
To get the inspiration. Like, I just wonder if it would be, my wife ate my bagels was cause, like, he's bringing this up because the executive is like, we need you to speak more from the heart. Like, you're writing these songs, but they're all tropes and they've been done. We need your pain. What's causing you pain? And he starts off maybe kind of awkward and just like, my way, I don't know. Somehow starts addressing it and then gets like really passionate and angry about it. Like realizes like, this is some deep seated shit right there. And it's pulling it all up. And he just like goes crazy, giving very specifics, good specifics about bagels and their toppings of he's lost them.
I like that.
I'm going back and forth between wanting this to be like taking place in a recording session and like someone on the other side of like sound engineering booth, like having to keep stopping and interjecting, being like, no, this is not what we talked about. Like those being the resting moves from the song. But also I would love like a really high stakes based reality of like, this guy is like about to perform at the CMAs or something, you know, or he's actually on stage and this is happening.
I could see like a punk band or like a hard rocking band in the recording studio and the person being like, we've heard this socio-political statement already. We like know people are dying. We need something new, Green Day. And then like just changing completely over to like bluegrass, my wife ate my bagels. I'd also love to have see like a version of this where the recording studio tech is like, oh my fucking God, this is amazing.
Yeah. I feel that. Yeah. Well, that's true because punk rockers, like, all went what's called post-hardcore. So they all got like their emotions, and when they got old, check it out. It's very good music sometimes. So that could, it could play into that too. But the country music thing kind of, I don't know. I could see both. They're so fun. Could you both?
Yeah, do two sketches about a bagel song.
Yeah.
Different songs. Completely different songs.
Different songs.
One's the top of the bagel and one's the bottom of the bagel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we can have a debate on which is better. Too. It is. It's obviously the top.
Of course.
Of course it's the top.
I don't think I have a real opinion, but probably top.
Yeah.
How do you not have an opinion about that, Ryan?
I like both parts of the bagel. That's it's all good bagel.
I'm not bagel's like, really about what's on the inside
part. Mm. I'm just for like, me, more bagel, hell yeah.
Yeah, it got to be crunchy outside, chewy inside. It's got to be like whichever side is thicker. Like once you like, if they're pre-sliced, if you twist it apart, and then one of them is like thicker than the other, then that's the part that I like. But like, if I cut them by myself, usually it's like right down the middle.
Well, Keith, so you ever think about just not cutting it? You ever think about just eating the whole bagel?
I have done that. I have had leftover hummus. I had hummus leftover, and you just tear that guy apart. And
That's tearing it up.
Like a donut or something.
Bread donut.
Well, Keith said he wants it thicker.
Yeah, how do you guarantee the thickest piece of bagel?
Do not cut.
Don't cut it.
Joke's on me.
This is like a hanging offense in some marriages, let me tell you.
Riff Captain, thank you so much for bringing this sketch on board the Riff. Aboard the Rift plane. Oh, thank you so much, Rift Captain. Of course you can. But first, is there another passenger who would like to board the Rift plane at this moment?
Hi, that's me.
Passenger Katie, hello, hi. Oh, yes.
Did you just say Kaylee?
Pretty sure it's Katie.
I say Kaylee? I'm so sorry. I got your name wrong.
No. It's gonna take a while for him to come back from this.
Passenger, your name. I don't want to get it wrong again. Passenger.
Wait. Riff Captain. Say your name.
Co-pilot here. Her name?
Yeah.
Keely.
Redemption.
There you go.
I did it.
You did it, buddy.
I wasn't mad. I was just worried that you would think that my boarding pass was fake or something, and I wouldn't be able to get on the plane. That was my real concern.
No, I recognize your face. There's no chance of that happening.
Okay, great.
Well, I'm back to my old self again. My heart was in my throat for a second. Passenger Keely, please, let's scan that boarding pass.
Then. Okay, so I'm thinking, like, a friend wants to set another friend up on a blind date. And their point of reference for, like, finding someone is, like, knowing that their friend was really into Twilight. And so they're into vampires. And then, but they get to the blind date, and it's the Count from Sesame Street.
I love this.
I'm looking for someone who wants to start a family. I want one, two, three children.
Is it like the actual puppet, or will it be like an actual
like man with a purple face?
Yeah,
he's purple, right?
A Count impersonator.
Big, like, triangle nose.
I love that. I love Count impersonator.
Well, see, this is what I don't know. Should it be, like, this person confronting their friend about setting them up on a blind date, or should it be the actual blind date?
It should be the blind date.
Blind date, please.
Yeah, but I really want the justification of like, well, you were really into Twilight when we were in middle school.
I think you can fit that in there. I think you can be like,
so then, Lisa told me you're very into Twilight.
Yeah.
I love those movies. One, two, three, four Twilight movies.
Yeah, a lot of counting things.
How many spring rolls come with the appetizer? Stop me when I get there. Yeah. One.
How many women have I been with? Oh, well, this will take some time. Can you count to 500?
Oh my god.
I think there's something to sitting down with a puppet, and the unusual thing's not that it's a puppet date, it's that it's like I would love the idea of getting like the voice of reason to the place where it's like, look, it's actually like I am at Twilight, but you're like a different kind of vampire.
Because I don't sparkle? Yes.
I do like to cosplay, but this is not what I pictured.
I just imagine the like the count getting
is it because I am not young actor? I do what I love for a living. I educate children. If I could die, I would.
Maybe he's very particular about the food. Like, there's certain foods he won't eat.
Little garlic.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Sure.
It's like an Italian restaurant.
The utensils are silver.
Or you could order a steak and he says, it's not wooden, is it?
Yeah. I think that's a good riff. Professor Keeley, thank you so much. What
thank
a delightful
you.
Boarding pass. You may proceed onto the plane. And I will remember your name. This I swear.
Riff Cabin. Hey, can you get us to Assignment Station?
Wait, yes, of course. Whoosh! We're here.
Hey, Sketchies. The assignment this week is a meeting on a park bench. In my opinion, I was just thinking about this when I made this assignment. The movie Forrest Gump is actually just a long sketch that takes place on a park bench. So think about it like that. Maybe something gross is on the park bench. Maybe there's not enough room for all the people that want to sit down on the park bench. Maybe one side's got a lot of sun, the other's got some shade. There's some sort of negotiation about that. I don't know. It's a park bench.
Maybe people continue to fart. Let's just bring it back to the
maybe it's
beginning
farting.
Of the show here. Yeah.
Maybe someone farts and breaks a bench.
Yeah.
I might write that.
Do it for Keith.
Sketchies, if you get Patreon, you can see how much Keely doesn't want me to write that. Yeah, let's get over to Plugport, Cap.
Plugport, one way. We're here.
Ah, great. Katrina, you got anything you want to plug?
Well, yes, the Harrisburg Improv Theater, my house team, is debuting next Friday, April 8th at 8:30.
Check out the website, hbgimprov.com, for the full calendar.
Yeah, I'll plug my class coming up right around the corner. I'm teaching a level one in person in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. And that starts on, it's a Sunday class at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It starts on May 8th, runs through June 26th. Go to sketchysketchsketch.com to find out more about that class and to sign up for it. It's going to be so much fun. And I am so energetically excited to teach people in class in person. Can't wait. So excited.
If you're local to Central Pennsylvania or willing to travel, slide into my DMs at Keystone State. We have a fun little group that gets together every week and does improv together. Katrina and Lisa join in, and it's a whole lot of fun.
I just wanted to plug the Adventurers Academy again. The Adventurers Academy, York, Pennsylvania, on Queen Street. They got all your tabletop RPG needs. They got board games. They got Magic the Gathering, Warhammer, all that fun stuff. Come check them out. They do drafts every Friday night for Magic. D&D night is Sundays and Thursdays. Typically, I just finished up a campaign myself. It's fantastic. Everyone in there is so knowledgeable and willing to help you out with whatever your gaming needs are. Adventures Academy in New York.
All right, everybody, that's all for us. Thank you to all the participants and to the Jeff Powers for the music you've heard. Also, a big thanks to you, the listeners. If you'd like to support the show or check out more that we have to offer, why don't you just head on over to sketchysketchsketch.com.
While you're there, you should click on the support tab where you're going to see a nice little surprise. It's that we've got a Patreon that you can check out. And inside that Patreon's a bunch of more little surprises with fun stuff that you can check out and have fun with. And if you're a person who writes sketch comedy and you like what we did on the episode today, bring your sketch on the show, email it to sketchysketchpod@gmail.com or fill out the form on our website.
Also, feel free to reach out to us if one of the sketches you've heard really impacted you, changed the course of your life, or if you just want to give some love to the writer and say, hi, I love you, goodbye. Hit us up on our website where there's a place to do just that.
As always, if you like what you heard today, be a good listener, tell your friends, check us out on socials, check out our classes, subscribe, give us 5 stars.
You know you want to. Well, that's all for us today. Everybody, have a lovely spring, summer, fall, winter, whatever season you're enjoying right now. You can listen to this episode all year long. This just keep playing on repeat. It's such a good episode.
It's not season or holiday specific. No. Just enjoy it whenever.
Enjoy all the times. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much.